From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Centerville Road has been reopened, but be advised that dangerous conditions could occur anytime without notice. High tides are predicted to be over 7 feet for the next few days, and tides do cross Centerville Road at Humboldt County Park at Centerville Beach. Advisory signs are posted on the north and south sides of the park. Drive carefully, and if waves are near the roadway or there is standing water, do not attempt to cross the road. Doing so could cause your vehicle to stall and be pulled into deeper water. Three Fortuna City Council members were sworn in Monday night. Two, Mike Johnson and Jeremy Stanfield, are new members. Mayor Sue Long III was re-elected. Johnson and Stanfield have already been appointed to serve as council liaisons on a number of local boards and commissions. Johnson will serve as council liaison for the Humboldt County Association of Governments and the Fortuna Historical Commission. Stanfield will serve as council liaison on the Fortuna Parks and Recreation Commission and on the Fortuna Business Improvement District. Well, two people arrested in Fortuna were packing some serious heat when police came upon them in a suspicious vehicle on Sunday. Happened on the 800 block of Main Street. The vehicle also had fake plates, and it was not registered. Also, officers found 11 ounces of suspected methamphetamine packaged for sale. They seized an assault rifle and a stolen handgun. Under arrest and facing a slew of counts are Janet Mallett and Donnell Campbell. They're behind bars now in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Well, a class action lawsuit has been filed in connection with the arrests of two licensed marijuana distributors based in Eureka. Barry and Brian Kleeman were arrested in September when officers found more than $200,000 in cash and two loaded handguns in their pickup. Eventually, after about 6 hours of questioning, they were released without charges being filed. The pair is also suing CHP to get back the money that was seized from them that day. The recent suit filed aims to keep officers from seizing cash and other items from compliant marijuana businesses and handing them over to the federal government. A man described as a transient by authorities has been identified now as the person found dead in a marshy area off 5th Street in Eureka December 14th. Police say 29-year-old Michael Pohl was living in Eureka prior to his death. His cause of death has been determined as impact injuries due to being hit by a vehicle. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.